With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says there will be no foreign aid bill for Ukraine and Israel until Democrats agree to include resources to address the U.S. border crisis.
Senator Graham used Tuesday's FBI oversight hearing to accuse Democrats of playing a game, making just enough concessions on the border to win a handful of Republican votes for their aid package. But he warned,
"We're united over here."
For Republicans, Graham says the border is a matter of U.S. national security.
At a time when the threats to our nation are all-time high.
Graham says the bill cannot exclude border funding, despite the fact that he and other Republicans desire to pass a bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
"You're putting your nation at risk, and the consequence of this is going to be devastating to the world."
Bob Agner reporting.
In the meantime, Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford says the measure may also include provisions stripping funds from universities that allow anti-Semitic hate speech on campus. Also at srnnews.com, well, on the brink of joining NATO, Sweden has signed a defense cooperation agreement with the United States. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
The deal signed at the Pentagon Tuesday will allow the U.S. access to all of the military bases across Sweden, a formerly non-aligned country. The strategically important Baltic Sea island of Gotland sits less than 200 miles from the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad. At the table were Swedish Defense Minister Paul Jonsson and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
"We look forward to learning from each other as we continue to build our defense capabilities together."
Jonsson says the deal will create better conditions for Sweden to receive support from the U.S. in the event of a war or a crisis. Secretary Austin says the deal will bolster regional security and lauded Sweden for its leadership among allies supporting Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Big trouble for a high school in Wisconsin.
The Sun Prairie Area School District is under investigation after several teenage girls reported that a male student who was living as a female exposed himself to them in the girls' locker room. This kind of incident has been on the increase across the country as some states and localities have begun allowing males to use female bathrooms and locker rooms. Meanwhile, a growing number of states are passing laws to ban such activity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Coalition that helps support a network of pro-life pregnancy centers receiving $1 million. The West Virginia Pregnancy Center Coalition has been selected to manage the new Mothers and Babies Support Program. Authorized by Republican Governor Jim Justice, the program is intended to help support pregnant women and families following the passage of the state's near-total abortion ban 2 years ago. This is SRN News. CVS Health introducing major changes in how its prescription drug pricing model works.
That could lead to some savings for customers starting next year. The healthcare giant will roll out a new reimbursement model designed to make costs more predictable. The company will start offering it next year to some third-party cash discount card administrators. Cash discount cards like those offered by GoodRx can give customers a break on out-of-pocket costs for some prescriptions, depending on the person's coverage and the drug. CVS Health drugstores will use its new model more broadly in 2025. John Scott report.
Rough weather in the Pacific Northwest. Authorities in Oregon investigating the deaths of two people whose bodies were found in heavily flooded creeks. Coast Guard has rescued five people from flooded areas late Tuesday, and conditions also closed down rail lines, schools, and a number of roads. More details at srnnews.com.